The time is 1800 hours on the 8th of December, 2015. Board of Fire Commissioners. We have a quorum. Hadley.
Azana.
We have minutes. Have you looked through the minutes, Mr. Azana?
Yes, I previously reviewed them online.
Okay. I've read them. I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Public comment. State your name, please, when you...
Is that turned on?
It is now.
There you go.
Shane Clark. We just wanted to reach out. You know, the guys in the union met last week. We discussed a few things, and the union just wanted to reach out to the fire commissioners. I know Commissioner Hadley, you know most of us. We've all met you. We've all talked. Commissioner Pisano, you know, I don't know who you know or don't know, but... We're meeting January 6th at 9 in the morning. We'd like to invite you guys to come in and have some coffee with us just to get to meet the guys. You know, we're not looking to gripe. We're not looking to, you know, anything along those lines. To get you to come in, meet the 12 guys, and, you know, get to know them and see what's going on.
At the station?
Yeah, at the station. We meet about 9 o'clock in the morning. You guys, you know, if you want to come in then or...
9 o'clock?
Yeah. If that's, you know,
and that's
if
that's the 6th?
January 6th.
Do you know what the day of the week is?
It's a Wednesday. It's the first Wednesday of the month.
Thank you. Anything else?
No, that's all we have.
Appreciate the invitation. I'm trying to make sure I get it in here before I get
it. Yeah, and if that doesn't work, you know, if that date doesn't work, we're open to, you know, whatever works for you guys as well.
Thank you, Jane. Being no further public comment, Chief Support, please.
How you doing, Christopher Olson, Fire Chief Katuit. Good evening, everybody. Sorry about the confusion about the 1,800-hour start. I did not switch my agenda to 1,700 hours. I will do that next time, if that's okay with the commissioners. That will have 5 o'clock instead of 6 o'clock. My apologies to both of you and to our members here. Okay, monthly activities. I do not have that report for you folks. We are changing from Firehouse to ImageTrend, and we're working on that. And we just got a new computer for our administrative assistant, and we have to do their University of ImageTrend to transfer things over. So we were fairly busy on doing those things, and I did not prepare this report for you. So next month, if... with your indulgence, I have both of the reports, activities. My apologies on that. ComStar report, I believe you have a copy of the ComStar report that we furnished you. This is as of 11/25/2015. That's the latest ComStar report that was sent to us. And the net payment applied to our ComStar reconciliation summary payment is $8,508.04. We did lose some money last month, approximately, this is a rough guess, about $5,000 to $6,000. Our ambulance was not here. We lost about 6 or 7 calls, maybe a little more. Between Mashpee helping us out, and we thank them, as well as Calm, we thank them for helping us out. As you know, whoever transports a patient gets the ability to bill that patient. So we roughly lost quite a bit of money on that. So we got to keep that ambulance in service. So that is the ComStar report as of November.
Chief, excuse me. Was that for that servicing for the ambulance that we had spoken about at the last meeting and
yes,
the installation of some equipment?
Exactly. That was the intercom system and the video, as well as the issue that we had with the transmission.
Is that resolved?
Yes, it is. I was going to bring it a little ahead of my...
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll be patient.
Thank you, sir. All right. That's ComStar report. Okay. The budget that you have, I believe I gave you a copy of the budget. We're roughly in a 42% of our budget year, and we're looking at the end on page 3, it's basically 37% of the budget has been utilized. However, there are some line items that we are in the red, and we need to keep an eye on the line items. And for instance, line number 5150, where it says salary, wages, other. Line item 5243, that's repairs and maintenance to the building. We've done quite amount of work in the building from the inmates, and we got to thank the Sheriff's Department and their inmates, Sheriff Cummings, to have that service for us. They actually painted most of the inside of the building. There's a couple of rooms that we left that we had not had them do. But we need to, I will actually write a letter to Sheriff Cummings and thank him for a job well done with his personnel. Also, 5245, maintenance and ground. We use some of that, most of that money up. 5248, protective clothing. That line item has been used quite extensive because we're trying to get two sets of gear for our firefighters. I know contractually it doesn't really say one or two, but it's for the safety of our firefighters. It makes it important that they have two sets of gear. It's very important for them if they are in a fire. Having gear that is wet is not good. It messes with their safety of utilizing their gear. So we're trying to get up to speed with two sets of gear. So you saw that line item pretty hit hard. We didn't order all of our gear yet. By next year, we should be pretty close to having everybody with two sets of gear. And that will be good for at least 9 years, 8 years or so. The NFPA rating says 10 years, but we like to obviously replace it prior to that. The telephone line item is over. It always has been over. We've tried to budget more money in that, but I've asked for more each time, and we've gotten denied of that. 9/11 dispatch expense, that is actually what we pay COM, fire department, the $37,500. It was actually $36,907. Basically, the fee that they charge us for the amount of calls that they have and dispatches for us. And CMED fees, as you see, we have 4,000 in that line item, and we've used up, year-to-date, 1790. We've used up 44% of that, and that's due to our what the Sheriff's Department charges us. In the past, they hadn't charged us, and now they are charging us for that service. And that's 5316, I think. I'm sorry, the line item. And that is it. So that brings our total up to 37% out of a roughly 42% budget of the year. So we will keep an eye on those line items. Some of those, obviously, are already paid out, and we're not going to use those line items. So I think we're going to be okay in that respect. And that is the budget.
Chief, I had a couple of questions.
Sure.
About that. Line item 5127, sick coverage, does that reflect the status of two people out on disability?
Negative. No, the status of that is that's line of duty, so that does not come out of that line item. We do have insurance for that. We do get 80% back from VFIS. And those are the checks that we've been receiving for the line of duty injuries that we have. But no, that comes out of someone calling in sick for flu, ailments or anything like that. And as you can see, it's at 28%. It's doing well. It's doing very well. I'm proud of my firefighters. They're hanging in there. hanging in there. Good.
Thank you. Okay.
All right, you're welcome. All right, sir. All right. Let's see. The apparatus in Fire Commissioner Fasano, the apparatus that you're asking about, 262, yes, that was the ambulance, has been completed. It's back in service. We did find the issue with the transmission, and it's completed. So it's in service, ready to roll, and we've been using it quite often.
Do we know what caused it?
Well, we're thinking that it's the way the shifter works. It had to be a training issue for us. The way the shifter works, it if you back the vehicle in and then you let it roll and you don't apply your foot on the brake and you move the shifter into drive, it will not engage and drive. It will automatically go to neutral, and that's the inhibitor that is used, that machine has, that transmission has, to not to grind the transmission. Mm-hmm. So that's what it was. That's what we're finding out. We think that's what it is. We haven't had that issues, and we've actually talked to our firefighters about it too. So it's the word's being passed by the lieutenants. And okay, so we have 2-6. The new 265, it's in the making, and we're hoping in August, September, we should be receiving a brand new fire apparatus, Pierce fire apparatus, Sabre. We are excited about this. There's plans there. When you go meet with the firefighters on January 6th, if you do, take a look at the wall. There's a fire apparatus picture diagram of our fire apparatus. So take a look at it, and it's kind of really nice. So we're excited about that. We can't wait to get that. Our Marine 266 is out of the water out for the winter months. We brought it to Boston Marine, and that is completed for the winter. We take it out of service. We do still have 268, which is our small 14-foot inflatable. And that is still available to use, so that's good. All the apparatus, our 263 is working fine. 267 is going really well. I thank you very much. I have 261, the brand new 261, and it's outside. It has not been lettered yet, but I do have it, and thank you. It's in service, and we're going to replace the old 261 as 269. Which would be another officer / command / utility vehicle if we need it. And everything else is working okay. Personnel. I just got a request for personnel. One of our, a couple of our personnel are doing really well with educational incentives and doing well with their education. And we received, so we need to really reflect this on the budget, received 72 credits for one of our firefighters. And so we need to make sure we up that, that line item for next year. We've already done that already in your draft, and you'll see that. And it reflects that as well in there. So we're pretty excited that it's going forward, and they're getting the benefits out of education. And we get the benefits out of them being well-educated for helping us out with their education.
Do we have any status information about Ty's progress?
Yes, he's finished with everything except for the test. He is just going to take the exam. He has until April to finish this. He knows that. We spoke to him, we being the union and myself, and I don't mean to speak for the union, but we've both had a conversation with his firefighter. He knows what he needs to do. He just needs to take this exam and pass it, and then he'll be a paramedic, for a national paramedic. So that'd be good. We wish him luck on that and well. Okay, the training we have, we canceled our training for this month to postpone it to next month, January. We figured, you know, the holidays is kind of tough, and we have... we figured we'd have our full, almost our full staff back in January, February time. So we rescheduled our fire operations, which I would love to invite you folks to see what your firefighters do, how they you know, enter a building, how they put out a fire safely, and how they can put their skills to use. It's really nice and really, really interesting to see how everything that they learn in their head, they apply with their hands. And it's just wonderful. So it's very, very vocational that they do. And there's a lot to firefighting that a lot of people do not know. So when we do have our burn days, I will mention it to you two folks. We mostly have them during the day. I apologize, but that's usually when we do have it. Maybe we can get one at night so that maybe Fire Commissioner Pisano, you can come to that.
Depending on the day of the week, if I have notice, I can move patients.
Great. Great. That's awesome. It's really, really, it's extraordinary to see these guys at work.
If we could get it a day ahead so we know, you know, give us a heads up.
Oh, absolutely. No, Lieutenant Pouliot, as you know, works at the Academy as well, and he's our go-to person for the Academy, and he's looking for dates now for us. So, and he's usually a month ahead, so as soon as he gives me the dates, we'll give you the dates in January and February. That'd be great. We'd love to have you there and appreciate your audience. Okay. All right, the new business, if that's okay. All right, new business. The first thing on new business, I've been asking for a deputy chief, I think, since 2008, since I've gotten here. As you know, I came from Barnstable Fire, 19 years there, and I was a deputy chief there. And I came over here to be the fire chief. And it's just a very important position to have in the fire service, you know, for many reasons. But what you have in front of you is a draft, somewhat of an agreement. It's very similar to the fire chief's agreement. You know, obviously it's deputy chief instead of fire chief, but there is a lot of similarities in the duties. As you can see, there's the term of office. And again, this is all draft, so please consider that as such. This is a working progress. I would appreciate that. And it goes over the supervisions, maintaining the hours that the deputy would work, the vehicles, the compensation, the leave, the benefits, professional development, you know, because we really are trying to push professional development, benefits, as well as disciplinary, and that's about it. But it has quite a bit in there. I only offer that to you folks, so if you could just please take a look at it. Again, it's draft. It's something that we put on paper. I put on paper quite a while ago. So, you know, some of these things obviously need to be changed in there. But I just wanted to start the conversation with you folks on paper to get it going. As you will see, there's the duties and responsibilities of a deputy and what that person will be doing for Kituit Fire Department. And it's just a good opportunity to start this conversation. And I hope you'll embrace that.
I do have a question that is complicated, so I'm just throwing it out.
Sure.
To begin, is impact. If an assistant chief is in place in some model similar to this proposal, what do you see the impact being in terms of our current salary costs, including overtime and coverage that now we're using either employees or call, or, you know, where does the other side of this fall out?
You talking about cost analysis, cost basis, basically. Well, you know, first of all, the deputy will not cost you any overtime. It's a non-union position. There will not be any overtime for the deputy, in at least if you agree to that. So overtime would not be added to but that. The cost, I'm looking at roughly $96,000 for a deputy fire chief in Kituit. You know, again, depending on you folks and negotiating with myself and possibly the position, you know, and a vehicle, which we do have a vehicle already, an extra vehicle already, so that could be in place. So, you know, a cost would be every 7 years or so a new vehicle, you know, an increase, if you will, of a percentage increase for a raise. But again, that's negotiation between the deputy and yourselves. I don't have, like, an exact answer for you for the, you know, we could certainly switch out and change how we do business in terms of callbacks. You know, if we do have a deputy on duty, cannot work as on the floor like our firefighters are. That's not part of that person's job. That person's job would really benefit the district by, you know, more of a chain of command, more of taking, instead of a 1 to 12 ratio, which I am right now by myself, most of the, you know, the schools that you go to, you have a ratio of 1 to 6. Even when I teach CPR, it's 1 to 6 students, instructor to ratio, to student ratio. Same with us in the fire service. I mean, it's, you know, it's just, it hampers, you know, the ability of myself. Also, it relieves me of some of my duties, or at least assists me in some of my duties as a fire prevention officer, as an EMS officer, as, you know, we could go forward and not have an EMS officer because this deputy will be able to do that job as long as we hire a paramedic deputy. You know, so there is some financial impact, certainly by the salary of this deputy, but certainly we could have an impact on the other end of not getting an EMS officer, not getting a training officer, not getting a fire prevention officer, and make a percentage of that. So there could be some goods and bads to it, but just offering it out there. This is off my hip, you know. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
I understand.
Yep. I appreciate the comment. Okay. And again, I thank you. And next month, I will detail out the duties and bring them forward. So at least you'll get a little more information about what a deputy chief is and does, and possibly can do for this district. So that way, you can get a more definitive answer on those issues. Okay. All right. Capital expenditure. As you can see, there is, I believe I put one in there in your packet too as well. Capital expenditure plan, we narrowed it down. This page was actually full, but we did receive, and thanks to the district and yourselves, we did receive a new cruiser and a new fire truck, so those have been removed. In the past, we've looked at a couple other things like the turnout gear, Scott packs. So we're going to be looking at those again. I didn't put the Scott packs in here, the self-contained breathing apparatus that our firefighters wear. They are getting old. It's about time to think about replacing these. In this capital expenditure, you could see it goes to FY17 to FY21. And in that capital expenditure plan, I'm looking to draft up a 3, 5, and 10-year plan. And that will involve these costs that you see there. And these are estimate costs, obviously. We don't know from year to year how much things are going to go up or down. Just please bear with me on the cost of those. So we're just, you know, that's for yourselves to look at. I would not like to ask you any questions on that until you just look at that and dissect it, very much like the deputy chief's position. Okay. And there's quite, this is a working progress, it's dynamic, it's not static. We really want to work with this capital expenditure program. There is quite a bit we're going to add to this. I haven't reached out to my firefighters yet. They have some great insight, so we're going to reach out to them and through an officers meeting, and the officers are going to reach out to the firefighters to give us a little hand on this as well. We have some great resources in our fire station, so we'll hopefully add to this so we can get this moving. Okay, and the last thing is the budget. And I didn't say draft budget, and I probably should have right down below. This is a draft budget that I'm handing out to you. It should be there. It should be only 3 pages long. And as you can see, I put FY16, which we are in right now, and then FY17, and it's the same as what we need. We need labor and salaries, the 4 or 5 items, maintenance, operational, and appropriations. The only appropriations that I'm really looking at is a possible rehab for engine 263. That's on the last page, and I don't mean to skip through it that quickly, but I really think that it's hard to make a comment on this. You've got to see this, and maybe next month we can really talk about this. I know we need to get this in place in March. So we have that February, March. We should have a good idea where we're at with that. But the build-out of 263, we really, what I'm trying to do is get some distance between our new trucks. And if we could put some money towards our engine 263, our next one, it's a 1994, to be replaced in another 2 to 3 more years. If we could get some distance, another 5 years, make it 8 years maybe, or 10 years, that would be really good. And I'd like to see that span, so we're not hitting the district very hard with two brand new vehicles. And my last comment, it's not on this, but again, I want to thank the firefighters here, also what they're doing with the homeless and the holidays, and I applaud them for doing what they're doing. It's outstanding. And I promise, guys, I'll bring you some food, you know. But really, they're doing a fantastic job.
Did that start today?
No, Wednesday. Wednesday.
Wow.
Yeah. They'll be there Wednesday. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. So outstanding job. I couldn't be prouder of those guys. That's great.
Hopefully the weather's going to be
cold. Yeah, I know. I hope so, too. I hope this...
You don't need rain.
Yeah. Oh, that was brutal last year. These guys were out there. But you make us look good, guys, and thank you very much for that. Appreciate it. And that's all I have. If you have anything for me.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Do you have anything? I do not.
Well, I move that we close the December meeting of the fire commissioners.
Second the motion.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.